Of course I have regrets. And one would be the bill that was passed at the end of George Ryan's time as governor, where Senator Philip was involved in what was called the early out for state workers. At the same time, we passed this legislation that we've repealed now that said that if you work for 20 years for the state, you could have health insurance for the remainder of your life with no premium. So, again, there can be plenty of regrets. The obligation today is to assess the situation today and work cooperatively to solve the problem. That's where we ought to be.
And you were part of the 1970 Constitutional Convention. What was the thought process behind including the phrase, the benefits of which shall not be diminished or impaired, when describing state employees' retirement benefits?
The language in the Constitution was considered by the Constitutional Convention. It was debated at length. The delegates to the convention knew the language as drafted. They knew what the intent was. And so it's pretty clear that the language would say there shall be no diminishment in benefit. This is why the bill under consideration today is structured in terms of a contract where the retiree or the active worker is given an offer. They can accept the offer or they can reject. If they accept, then there's some consideration flowing to them, which is a guarantee of access to the state health plan in the future. Therefore, given this constitutional language, why we're being required to be very artful in how we draft the bill. Ultimately, the question will be decided by seven people sitting on the Illinois Supreme Court. My expectation is that those seven people, in addition to exercising legal acumen, we'll take into some practical considerations also.
I know you've said that the point now is to look ahead, but how much responsibility should you shoulder? I don't think that House Republican leader Tom Cross is alone in his statements that said to you, maybe you need to take responsibility, Mr. Speaker, for your actions. For the last 40 years, Cross said, you've had your fingerprints on the mess we've had today.
Well, you know, when times get tough, it's easy just to point fingers and try to ascribe blame, okay? If there's fault to be taken, I'll take my share of the fault. Fine. But let's knock it off. Let's get about the business of why the people sent us here, which is to assess the problem and move to solve it. That's why we're here. That's why people were elected. That's what we ought to be doing, not engaging in rhetoric.
Would you accept the changes? Would you step down from Tier 1?
From what I know about it, I would not take the option. I would go buy my health insurance somewhere else.
How much has this overhaul, again, if it does happen, and looking to the Medicaid changes that are on the governor's desk, retirement benefits, how much of that does Governor Pat Quinn deserve credit for? Was it spurred by his call to action, for instance, during the budget address, or is this outside of Pat Quinn?
No, it's always very helpful for a governor to provide leadership and direction to a legislature. It's not essential, but it's very helpful. In the governor's position during this session on Medicaid, on state retiree health care, on pensions has been very helpful, very instrumental in terms of what we've been able to do. Our hope is that in the next 2 days, we can also finalize changes in the pension systems.